This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about biomimicry. If biologist Alyssa Stark could choose an animal superpower, she might borrow some abilities from geckos.
They can run up and upside down. They can run sideways.
They can stick to pretty much any surface.
They have an adhesive system that works over and over again on a variety of surfaces in a variety of contexts. And it doesn't require glue, so they can run across or hold on to bark and rough surfaces, dirty surfaces, warm surfaces, humid surfaces, even some wet surfaces, and then even glass, so even something smooth.
Alyssa is trying to figure out how geckos do that. She gave me a tour of her lab at Villanova University near Philadelphia. She has two temperature-controlled chambers with geckos living in terrariums. They like it warm and humid. In one of the chambers, she keeps tokay geckos. They're about the size of my hand and an earthy brown color.
So who do we have here?
So this is tokay 113. And he's in the process of shedding his skin, so you can see he has a little bit left over.
Alyssa studies the gecko's speed and adhesiveness in different situations to measure how much they stick. She takes one out so we can look at it up close.
There's these lines on the bottom of the toes. You see those kind of lines that ripple across?
And yes.
The toes are kind of fat for what you might think a lizard toe looks like. And that's because geckos, although they are lizards, they have evolved these flattened toe pads. And each of these lines is actually full of tiny, tiny microscopic hair-like structures. And so that's how they adhere. The other organisms that I study use various types of glue, but geckos don't. They have a dry adhesive system. So by having so many hairs on their feet, they kind of are multiplying the contact area that they can make with a surface. And that just basic multiplication kind of principle allows them to stick very strongly.
Alyssa is trying to understand and replicate this complicated adhesive system to create new applications for humans. Probably not gecko gloves or suits that would allow us to climb up a wall, but there could be innovative uses in healthcare.
There's a big push towards medical adhesives because the gecko foot and those adhesive pads are soft and they don't require that glue. So you're not actually gluing skin that could be delicate, say, if you're working with infants or the elderly. You have this soft adhesive that's strong and easily peeled off. And so a tape that could do that and then do that over and over again. So you don't have to keep replacing medical tape. You could just peel it back, do what you need to do, and peel it back over.
Yeah, and I guess it could also deal with changes in human temperature, sweat. Because, I mean, if you've ever had a monitor stuck to you, they fall off all the time.
Yes, exactly. That's the big challenge right now is how do you deal with two things, water and oil. Usually we can deal with one of them with adhesives, but dealing with both is very challenging.
Alyssa is part of a growing field called biomimicry. The idea is to look to nature with its seemingly endless examples of brilliant design and engineering, to learn how these systems work and to try to replicate them. It's hard and humbling.
We still don't have this magic gecko tape that can do everything that a gecko can. And I think it's really because we're still trying to figure out how the natural system works.
Alyssa is also interested in the sticking powers of ants, and she travels and climbs trees to study them.
I study tropical ants because I'm really interested in these extreme environments. And these are getting hotter, these environments, and changing in the tropics as well. I work in Panama mostly to do this work. And I really focus on canopy ants, so ants that live in the tops of trees about 100 feet up or so. And so I climb up there, my colleagues and I do, and we collect different types of ants. And so for me, the diversity of species is quite fascinating because there's hundreds of different ant species in the tops of these trees in the tropics that you might never see. They only live up there. So when you get up there, the adhesives of these ants are specific to really hot surfaces in particular. So a lot of the work that we've done is measuring how hot is it for an ant. And they're so tiny that their whole body often is in this heated boundary layer. And certainly their feet are walking on these hot surfaces. And so they have a chemical adhesive. They have a glue that can maintain adhesion in a variety of contexts, and especially these hot surfaces, which could be useful for bio-inspired design. How do you have an adhesive that can stay stuck on something that gets really, really hot? And ants that are, I focus on the worker ants, so they don't have wings. So there's no backup plan. They're not like a beetle or another insect that, you know, if they fall, they can use their wings to fly. So I feel like ants are a great system because there's no backup option. Some ants can glide and at least land on the same tree they fell from, but that's about it.
I never thought of ants in terms of being sticky. Like, I thought of them as, you know, having these elaborate systems and societies and carrying pine needles, but yeah. I never thought of them as being sticky.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, which I think is interesting, and I'm trying to remember if before I started working on ants, if I felt that way too. But most likely when they're in your kitchen, right? And they're climbing on the walls, or there's maybe an ant trail that's going in into your pantry from the wall and going down. That's adhesion. That's a vertical substrate that they are walking on, and it's probably pretty smooth. So ants do have claws, but many ants also have this soft, compliant, smooth pad in between their claws, and it's coated with a glue. And so that's what allows them to adhere. And some ants, there's a lot of diversity. Some have very big pads, some have small pads or no pads if they're on the ground. And their claws also differ in shape and size as well. So for them, what I find is interesting about them is they're probably very well designed to fit exactly the needs of what they do in their environment. And it's very competitive in the rainforest for resources. So they need to be really good at what they do.
Alyssa says there's also a lot of interest in imitating other aspects of ant life.
There is actually a biomimicry component that is now more focused on social structures and using things like the way ants move resources in their colony from one location to another, or the way they even communicate, or other organisms and even plants and things like that. How do living things communicate? How do they move products? How do they develop and design larger structures? How do they build an actual nest? Things like that that can actually be used by architects, by leaders in their companies to better structure the actual social component of their company as well. And so I think we're actually, a lot of movement on the biomimicry end is starting to head that direction as well. So again, not just making some cool new product, but actually solving the way our companies work and our systems work so that it's more efficient, as well as actually probably more friendly towards us, because after all, we are animals and we are not separate from that. So biomimicry does apply to us as well.
That's Alyssa Stark. She's an assistant professor of biology at Villanova University near Philadelphia, where she heads the Stark Lab.